Attorneys for the four men charged with two alleged gang-related murders are seeking the dismissal of their clients' cases based on violation of the California Racial Justice Act. It's a law that bars convictions based on racial bias. The Antioch Police Officers Association, the Police Officers Union, and the city filed motions to prevent officers from testifying. Contra Costa County Judge David Goldstein ruled that the officers involved in arresting two of the four men do not have to testify. The case is linked to the recent racist and homophobic texting scandal that has rocked the Antioch Police Department in recent months. The two officers allegedly sent racist texts and are under investigation for their roles in the texting scandal. At an anti-police violence rally Friday, defense attorney Carmela Carmagno, who represents one of the men, said she's hoping to show in court how deep the dysfunction at the department goes.
Remedy stage, it may become important to show how deep and wide the corruption was, to show that supervisors, internal affairs officers, nobody spoke out against this conduct, which means it was systemic. And I think that's going to be the point. And it wasn't just systemic at the bottom levels, it went all the way to the top.
Frank Sterling spoke at the rally held by Reimagine Antioch. It's a restorative justice and racial justice advocacy group. He said it's critical that the police department is held accountable for its misbehavior if trust in the legal system is to be restored.
The integrity of our legal system presumes innocence until proven guilty. And when officers become the judge, jury, and executioner in their cases, the legal system is out the window. So we need to hold these officers accountable for what they've done in the community and for what may happen if cases get dropped or folks feel that cases should not be. That all rests on the police and their behavior.
Adante Pointer is a civil rights attorney representing the family of a 20-year-old man who was shot and killed by Antioch police. He said abuse of power in the police force can spread if unchecked.
When you have the cancer, it spreads. And so, what's the city right next to Antioch? Right? Are we naive enough to think that those officers who work side by side with each other don't necessarily share those same views?
No.
That they're also not text messaging each other?
Right.
Celebrating their trophies? Right. As if they're bounty hunters, as if there's hunters in the wild, as if they're a gang?
The next hearing in the case is September 8th. For KPFA News, I'm Melanie Velasquez.